From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is touting his foreign policy successes today, saying the death of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and the end of the war in Iraq are reminders of the U.S.'s renewed leadership in the world. But he says the country must now focus on rebuilding the economy and creating jobs.
We have to tackle this challenge with the same urgency and the same unity that our troops brought to their fight. That's why we have to do everything in our power to get our economy moving again.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama renewed his call for passage of his nearly $450 billion jobs bill. Democrats are now trying to pass it piece by piece after Senate Republicans rejected it. In the GOP address, North Carolina Senator Richard Burr said the Democrats' approach is misguided.
Some in Washington, including the president, are suggesting that we simply spend more money. We've already tried that. It did not spur job growth then, and it won't now.
Burr is urging Congress to act on a Republican alternative. Libya's declaration of liberation is being put off until tomorrow. A transitional military spokesman says preparations are underway for a Sunday ceremony. The transitional prime minister is calling for an election within 8 months, and Libyan authorities are still facing questions about how deposed leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is offering her condolences to Saudi Arabia. The heir to the throne, Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz al-Saud, died today. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with Secretary Clinton.
Secretary Clinton said that the Crown Prince had been a good friend to the U.S., and she also called him a tireless champion for his country. She said it wasn't appropriate for her to comment, certainly, on the internal decision as to who's going to replace him. She also said that, she was certain that the U.S. and the Saudi Arabia would enjoy a strong and enduring relationship, and she looked forward to working with him in the future.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Dushanbe, the latest leg of Secretary Clinton's trip abroad. Clinton is also urging Afghanistan's Central Asian neighbors to play a role in rebuilding the war-torn nation. After redefining his 999 tax plan in Detroit, Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain heads to Iowa for the first time since that state's straw poll in August. As Iowa Public Radio's Kate Wells reports, he needs to win support from evangelicals.
If Cain's going to keep his polling momentum in the first voting state, fiscal policy alone isn't going to cut it. Cain may have added tax exemptions for the poor and incentives for businesses in struggling areas. But the social conservatives, who make up a big block of Iowa Republicans, want to hear exactly where he stands on abortion and same-sex marriage. Cain came under fire this week for saying the government shouldn't be involved in a family's personal decisions. He'll speak at the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition's banquet this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells in Iowa.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. European Union finance ministers are meeting in Brussels today to discuss how to address Europe's debt crisis. They're trying to come up with a plan to strengthen Europe's banks ahead of a summit of EU leaders tomorrow. In Los Angeles, the defense attorney for the doctor charged in the death of Michael Jackson has cross-examined one of the prosecution's key witnesses. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that the witness is an expert on propofol, the drug that allegedly led to the singer's death.
Dr. Stephen Schaefer had previously testified that the most likely cause of Michael Jackson's death was that the singer was hooked up to an IV drip of propofol and then left alone by his doctor, Conrad Murray. But Ed Chernoff, the lead attorney for Murray, suggested that Schaefer drew conclusions not supported by the evidence. For example, Chernoff cited some tubing that Schaefer had used in a demonstration for the jury that was different than the equipment found in the singer's home. Schaefer is expected to be the final witness called by the prosecution. Dr. Conrad Murray is accused of involuntary manslaughter in Jackson's death. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 4 years in prison and lose his medical license. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Hundreds of anti-Wall Street protesters still camping outside City Hall in Oakland, California. They had been ordered to leave by 10 o'clock last night. The city said the protesters did not have permission to remain overnight. But many protesters say they have no intention of leaving, and there was no sign of police presence. Baseball's World Series moving to Texas tonight. The Rangers will be hosting the next three games in the best-of-seven series. The Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals are tied at one game apiece. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.